This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
He is someone that I've known and respected for many, many years. We've known each other more than a decade. He's a patriot who sacrificed for his country, and I think he went in and he wanted to not only organize the White House, but reorient it, get a strategy in place, and I think it was his influence probably more than anyone else that was decisive.
All right, we start with U.S. Senator Jack Reed making the comments about who's up next, batter, because Scaramucci was dumped. The Trumpster said bye-bye. He's no longer the White House communications director. Maybe it was some of the outrageous language he used and when he didn't understand what off and on the record truly meant, or maybe he did, and that's just his personality. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, right at the top, we go to Washington, D.C. Lori Lewis joins us from Talk Media News. Hey, Lori, I got to tell you, my favorite thing that happened was watching news people try to figure out what they could say with blank, 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 blank every time they quoted Scaramucci. You knew he had to be gone. Not a shock, right? The mooch.
Yes, quoting, I can't say I watch too much cable news coverage on the topic, but listening to the radio and hearing some of, that audio played back recorded by that New Yorker reporter, there were plenty of bleeps.
There were a lot of bleeps. And so now what happens? You have the chief of staff, John Kelly. What's the scoop there? And with all this house clearing that's going on, it was a crazy weekend too, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a crazy, I'd say, 6 months. John Kelly, who is a former general, now retired, he served as the head of U.S. Southern Command. Most recently, he was right head of the Department of Homeland Security. Is now going to be the chief of staff at the White House. And he's saying, according to reporting, that he's going to impose, a military-style discipline on the West Wing. And there's a lot of issues that the Trump administration faces. There's North Korea's growing nuclear ambitions and missile program. There's Russia's diplomatic moves. There's Iraq and Syria and, ISIS and, remnants of Al-Qaeda. And then there's other parts domestically, the Affordable Care Act, changing the tax code, and then, of course, the nation's infrastructure. So there's a lot that Kelly has in front of him.
Boy, no kidding. There is a lot that he has in front of him. And, speaking of what's up and shakeups and what's going on in the White House, so what's the latest on Russia?
So the latest on Russia, the big news breaking tonight is that this meeting, if you remember, Donald Trump Jr. had a meeting with a Russian lawyer, and then it later came out that Kushner was there and Manafort was there and several other people were also there. So what we're learning tonight is from the Washington Post, and it's that Donald Trump himself, the president, may have played a role in, or according to the reporting, did actually dictate the statement that was released by Donald Trump Jr. about that meeting. And in this statement, Donald Trump Jr. says that it was a meeting that he went into not really knowing who he was meeting with, and also went into it thinking that the conversation was supposed to be about Russian adoptions. And if you remember, this point was later disproven because those emails were actually released by Don Jr. himself. And it specifically said that the Russian government wanted to help President Donald Trump's campaign. Back to what we're learning tonight, we're learning that Donald Trump himself played the role, he dictated it, in crafting that statement that was released. And so while this isn't actually necessarily, legally murky because it's not like there's a law against the president lying to the public, what this does bring up, right, is more evidence that the Trump, or more indication that the Trump administration could be hiding something and hence could heighten, special investigator Mueller's look into this.
Wow. Okay, so we'll see where that ball bounces. It's already been bouncing down the lane in a couple of different directions.
Yes.
And while that also is happening, we jump to something else that's intriguing. North Korea, and we know this, potentially could hit most of the United States because of, or at least we're trying to figure out, when they do these missile tests. But has anything changed with the policy toward North Korea? What's the White House saying about that?
So what we're seeing is a stronger tone on North Korea and more of a unified tone out of the United Nations and then also in Washington when it comes to North Korea, saying, you know, like the time for negotiations is not now. It's over. So there's been like this tenser tone, but we're not actually seeing anything necessarily practically military speaking, nor are we seeing any public movements diplomatically. An assistant secretary of state was on the Hill last week testifying before lawmakers, and she said more or less like the U.S. isn't going to debate to get to the negotiating table. She basically said the U.S. isn't going to enter into negotiations with North Korea until North Korea makes practical move to downgrade its weapons program. So in terms of what the diplomatic future looks like, not totally clear considering where the U.S. stands on that matter. But then also, we're not seeing necessarily any, at least up until now, of course, we wouldn't know this publicly, any, like, actual practical military moves. And the Defense Secretary, Jim Mattis, has said himself that, you know, that would be a catastrophic war, and also one that wouldn't be really easily fought. So what's practically changed with North Korea, what's practically changed is that it looks like they have an ICBM. They have an ICBM, but again, they don't have an ICBM that they can fit a warhead on. They don't have a miniaturized warhead. We've also heard from defense officials that these missiles aren't equipped with what's called like a reentry vehicle, meaning like the top of the warhead, or excuse me, the top of the missile splits off and the reentry vehicle right comes back down to Earth. And they're saying that this reentry vehicle, which would be guided and, you know, you got to hit a specific area, doesn't yet have the accuracy to regularly accurately hit what it's intended to hit. So while North Korea might have the range in theory, and remember, they still haven't tested the missile, you know, that sort of distance, we just know based on the trajectory, it goes high enough or long enough that it could potentially then stretch out laterally and reach somewhere. But that doesn't mean a warhead can be mounted, and that doesn't mean that it could actually reach that intended target reliably.
Wow, crazy, crazy times. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. We say that every single night.
Yeah, yeah. So it means things are moving, but in terms of the end of the world, we're not there.
I like that. The end of the world, we're not there.
Says Lori
Lewis. I love that. Lori, thanks so much for the update. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Kate.
So it's interesting in kicking things off with this whole Scaramucci thing and the fact that Scaramucci joins Flynn and Priebus as the shortest serving White House officials ever. It has become ridiculous. It is, but what are you going to do? Scaramucci had to go. There's no question about that. I don't care who's president. You can't have a loose cannon like him saying the kind of things that he was saying. That wasn't going to work. And all it took was at least a week to realize, okay, Reince Priebus, he was there for 6 months. Boom, then he's booted. He becomes the shortest-serving chief of staff ever. He was there 189 days on the job. Sean Spicer, 182 days on the job. Michael Flynn, 23 days on the job. And Scaramucci does not even make it through a couple of weeks, but he had to be bounced. It was insane what was happening with his big mouth. Hang with us. We just scratched the surface.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Youngevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Youngevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Make up your mind, decide to walk with me around the lake tonight, around the lake tonight, by my side.
Obviously, the end for Scaramucci. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How's it hanging in your world? Crazy times as we flip the calendar to the beginning of August. And like I said, Scaramucci, ridiculous. Of course, he was a short-lived blink-of-the-eye moment in the history of White House hires, perhaps the worst. Sometimes we're blinded by people we know or somebody who recommends somebody. But 11 days, and that's it for him. You know, he could. There was just no way with what he had to say to the reporter, the New York reporter. He was asking for it, and he couldn't stay in the administration. Talk about a liability. He had to go. He had to be booted. He had to be pink slipped. Period. You know, end of story. The Mooch. I think that pretty much tells you right there. I don't think you hire a guy named the Mooch. Now, look, he had the pedigree, right? He had the Harvard Law degree, went to Tufts, that whole thing. But a nightmare of a choice in this position. So a bunch of resignations, reshuffle the group. It's weird. He was hired. He got divorced. He had a baby. He was fired in 10 days. It's like a complete nutball. I mean, complete. Talk about the wheels flying off. There's the wheels flying off right there. So, boom. Done. Third wife, too. So, he's got a whole bunch of things that he has to deal with. Like I said, once he flapped his gums to the New Yorker, the profane remarks, there's just no way. And there were people that advocated for him. Melania Trump, Ivanka, the daughter, pushing for Scaramucci too, but not realizing, like I said at the beginning, what a loose cannon he was and how stupid, because his comments really didn't mean anything. They didn't reverberate to amount to something that he was, you know, passionate about, furious about, just ridiculous, scummy, ridiculous comments. And so, of course, he got sacked. So well, who do you put in? A 40-year Marine. Yeah. Kelly was the right guy for this. Let's put a Marine in his place, because I think the Marine has a chance to do a lot better. And the Marine has the better chance, for sure. Retired Marine General John Kelly will have none of that. It'll be a whole different West Wing, I can tell you, especially on the heels of the latest nonsense. Believe it or not, there were some other things that happened in the world. Do you believe it? It's not everything happens in Washington, D.C. I always say America Tonight is about America in many, many different directions. If you're a baseball fan, there were some big trades that happened. There was a big announcement about Los Angeles getting the 2028 games. They get $2 billion from the International Olympic Committee, and they get the joy, the pleasure of hosting an Olympic Games, which can be a nightmare in itself. Be careful what you wish for. Sam Shepard died. He was somebody that you probably saw in a bunch of movies. Guarantee almost everyone in this audience saw him in some form. I'm just going to go out on the limb and say that, because he was in some really awesome movies. I mean, really awesome movies. He was a prize-winning playwright. He could tell a story like you wouldn't believe. But he also reluctantly became an actor. And he was a good actor. He was a great actor in the roles. I can think of at least 10 or 20 things that off the top of my head, not even looking it up, that I saw Sam Shepard in. And he has a legacy. I mean, no question about it. Absolutely. As an actor, he made his mark. I'll tell you the latest thing that I saw him in that I loved, Bloodline with Kyle Chandler and Ben Mendelsohn, and Sissy Spacek is in that. It was a Netflix series, and he was in the first season of that and then made various cameo appearances. He was good in that movie. He was good in Mud with Matthew McConaughey and Reese Witherspoon. He was good in August Osage County with Meryl Streep and Julia Roberts, and the little part that he had in that. And, of course, he had other movies that were much bigger. But I think some of his cameo parts or some of his smaller parts were equally as impressive. And again, I can think of so many movies. I saw him in The Pledge. I saw him in Swordfish. I saw him in All the Pretty Horses. I saw him in Snow Falling on Cedars. So you get the idea. He was also in Purgatory. He was, also in, let me think. He was also in a movie I liked, The Pelican Brief, that was in the early 90s. Julia Roberts and Denzel Washington were also in that. That was a John Grisham book that was turned into a movie, and he had a small part in that, but it was a really good part. The Right Stuff. I love The Right Stuff. He was part of that cast, that crazy cast of Dennis Quaid and Ed Harris and Scott Glenn. He was great in The Right Stuff. So, and I'm just giving you a few things that I can recall off the top of my head. There are way more movies. He was in Ruffian. He was in, let me think. He was in, Cold in July, a movie somebody told me to see. And I like that. Don Johnson was in that. Michael C. Hall was in that. There was a mini series called Klondike. He was in that series, and he was good. And then there was another movie that came out a few years ago that I liked and just recently saw. Christian Bale, guy who played Batman, was in it. Out of the Furnace, he was in that. Casey Affleck was in it. Zoe Saldana was in it. So there were quite a few other named people. But he did a lot of different things. He directed, did a ton of things. And so, dead at the age of 73. And this I didn't know. He had Lou Gehrig's disease. So he died of complications from that. I had no idea that he was suffering from that. But he had a long list of plays that he wrote, including the Pulitzer Prize winning Buried Child. And I think he liked being known as a playwright. He wrote 55 plays. He acted in more than 50 films. He had a dozen roles on TV. I could go on and on and on. But again, hats off to a man who knew how to deliver a phrase, turn a phrase, and look in a lens and do an incredible job at getting the performances out of fellow actors that often were mind-blowing. You did it well. Sam Shepard, dead at the age of 73, suffering from a horrific disease in Lou Gehrig's disease, which unfortunately takes more people than you could imagine. You don't often know about that. All right, moving from Sam Shepard to what's coming up next. Coming up next on ATN, you know how I am fascinated by numbers. So, of course, we can count. There's all kinds of numbers to look at, whether we're talking about ratings or whether we're talking about 17 copperheads. When you find 17 copperheads, what do you do to get rid of them? I'm going to tell you what one woman did to get rid of all of those snakes. Oh, snakes. I'd rather have an elephant charge at me than see snakes anywhere near my feet slithering around, especially deadly snakes or snakes of any great length. Frightening. We're going to the numbers next here on this little old show. What a great start to the week. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A great president once said, the nine most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, or you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Woman, and you have to run around killing snakes at your house, 17 of them. That was Susan Thompson's plight. She was visiting her neighbor, Ms. Newby, when she learned the woman had killed 11 copperhead snakes she found under her home. She used a shovel, a shotgun, and a rake handle. Wow, how about that? The snake killer. Yeah, she wasn't going to take any of that. Good for her, and the pictures were all over Facebook to prove it. Oh, my gosh. You got to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Starbucks feels that way about their coffee. They got to spread the mud. I'm sorry. I know a lot of people like Starbucks. I am not one of those people. I think it's too strong. I always say to them, can you pour me just a little bit of coffee and I'm going to have to fix it? So, but everybody else likes Starbucks. They will pay the $10 for that cup of coffee. So Starbucks apparently is building more than 500 stores a year in China. 500 stores. Wow. They like their brands. They're creating about 10,000 jobs annually in China. In Shanghai, there are 600. New York City has about half as many stores as Shanghai. So what's up with that? The Chinese like the coffee. They like it. You know, they've it's in their part of their culture. And that's the thing about Starbucks. Somehow, you know, you think, oh, you can't expand this business, but it just works for them. It does. It just works. So it spreads. That's the deal. Because of how many people are interested in China and walking around with the symbol. Because that's what I think it is. It's the symbol. I drink Starbucks coffee. I go to Starbucks. It is a thing, and it's been a thing for a while. But it, especially if it's new in an area, it's even bigger if they hit the right area. Let's put it that way. How about this? The social network Facebook has said that now it deletes about 288,000 hate speech posts a month. Wow. Does that seem like a lot? Scary that they have to do that much deleting, I guess. Activists say that Facebook standards are so unclear and biased, it's impossible to know what one can say or cannot say. And minority groups argue that they are disproportionately censured. I don't know. I do know that there is a concern about that across the board for Facebook. So, yeah. How about this? James McCullen is credited with risking his life to save 10 fellow soldiers during a 1969 battle near Tam Cai, a city along Vietnam's central coast. So he received the Medal of Honor today. That's a bright spot. We talk about all this nastiness in D.C., and I just was at the Bush Presidential Library, and I saw some of the Medal of Honor ceremonies that they have, that they show you, that are there at the presidential library when Bush was president. And it just kind of gave me chills to think about those that get the Medal of Honor. So he's a 71-year-old retired teacher from Michigan. And, boy, the hellish battle and what he did to overcome and those extraordinary odds. He was one of 32 who fought to the bitter end. So how about that? It was a very brief ceremony, as they mostly are, and it marked the first time that Trump had presented the nation's highest combat award, which is that Medal of Honor. There were also 10 men who fought alongside him who were there, and, you know, including those whose lives he saved. I love the old pictures of it. This is radio, but it was great. It was great to hear the story. It was great to hear what he did to save his buddies. And I don't think he expected it. He made a bunch of those kind of trips. He ignored his commander's orders to stay back and charged into a kill zone to save wounded comrades. And doesn't everybody want someone like that in a moment of war to save your back, to be there to catch you, to really have your back? And he personified that. Ooh, big time. So hats off and congratulations. I think that's awesome. It's awesome that we still have those ceremonies, of course, and recognize the heroics in times that were past or near past or further down the line past, whatever it is. You know, if it was, because we're talking about 69, I say again, bravo, bravo, bravo. Major League Baseball trade deadline came and went. Who are the winners? The Dodgers. They went all in at the craps table. They traded for Yu Darvish. So 2017 is going to be their year, they think. Worried about Clayton Kershaw, who had to pitch 4 times in 9 days last October, has back problems. They were probably smart to pick off Yu Darvish, and the Rangers were smart to dish him because they have nothing to go to this year, so why not try to get something in return from the Dodgers? And then the Yankees, who are the AL East leaders, they've been talking about deals, and they have been dealing all month long, but they acquired Sonny Gray from the Athletics. The 27-year-old now will be part of the Yankees' core. And you think about it, so much has happened. And of course, it's a big prospect haul for the A's, which makes sense. And if you look at Gray and what he's capable of doing, he is the dominator. His ERA, 3.43, 94 strikeouts. Yeah, he looks really, 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 really good. Anyway, that's just a couple of moves that happened at the trade deadline, which, of course, was Monday. Los Angeles is going to host the 2028 Olympics. It's true, they've been awarded them. The deal will allow Paris to host the 2024 Games, which had been expected. In waiting 4 years to host the Games, the L.A. Organizing Committee gets funds from the IOC. They're going to get $1.8 billion for planning and organizing the Games, with a potential to exceed $2 billion because of existing sponsor agreements and potential new marketing deals. So that is a very big deal for Los Angeles. So hard to think that far ahead, isn't it? But when you work on those committees, guess what? That's exactly what you have to do. You have to forecast what the city's going to be like, what your venues could possibly be like, and just move forward and not try to think that this is 2028 that we're talking about, because before you know how life moves really, really fast. And before you know it, there it is. Reddit, someone said to me, is it Reddit or is it Reddit? They've raised $200 million in a new round of funding, which is going to be used for a website redesign and a focus on what they call user-uploaded video, tech news, that kind of stuff. Video is so hot that any of these new platforms, or even older platforms that are trying to keep up, video, that's the path to getting people to pay attention. The more video, the better. Video's just, it's just too big. You have to have that, I think, smattered all over the place anymore. You really, really do. I don't know, Naked Flyers? Spirit. I've been on that airline a few times. So how about this? Budget carrier Spirit likes to call itself home of the Bay Fair. But I don't think they wanted a customer on a Spirit flight from Vegas to take off his clothes. That's exactly what happened. So, of course, officers were called to the scene. It happened Saturday, a Spirit flight bound for Oakland. The passenger was held for observation. A medical personnel person looked after him after the episode, apparently. And the Spirit Airlines flight took off about 30 minutes after its scheduled 11:28 a.m. departure time, landed in Oakland after 1 o'clock, about 20 minutes late. That's nothing if you think about it. So how interesting is that? Home of the Bear Fair. Rock bottom. Get it? Prices. But they were not looking for someone. They weren't looking for someone to take off their clothes. Woohoo! I'm stripping. I would have thought, oh no, here we go again. Because I would have thought it would have been a much bigger delay than it was. To say they got there 20 minutes later, that's like miraculous. That's applause worthy. If they're landing the plane and that's what happened, are you kidding me? Oh, I'm psyched. I'm juiced. If I'm sitting in that flight, that they got me there like that, oh, absolutely. Stay with us when we come back. News you can abuse next on ATN.
time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a threefold utopian dream. You do something to me.
ATN. So let's hit you with some news you can abuse. How about this story? I love this story. Steve Bartman, the fan who became the big-time scapegoat after deflecting a ball that might have landed in a player's glove in 2003, now has a 2016 championship ring with his name on it. How classy was that of the Cubs to give Steve Bartman a ring? I love it. Because he took so much abuse as the guy who interfered and screwed up the Cubs, which that could have happened anyway, but it was such a big deal that he was getting death threats and being talked about. It was just too much. So bravo. Bury the hatchet. The Cubs have won. Woo-hoo. And move on. Would you paint your body? Oh, I don't think I could find anyone in this audience that would paint their body, to be real. Apparently, there is an art to it, though, in all seriousness. The World Body Painting Festival happens in southern Austria. It's in its 20th year. So there's performance mixed in. There's competitions. I mean, it's a big deal. It's not some little schlumpadinka festival where you're painting on some whiskers on your face. No, I mean, this is full-blown art. It's like mind-blowing art. It must take forever to apply the kind of makeup and the kind of materials that are put on some of these women that are in the show. It's incredible. It is a body painting festival. Maybe the best one I've seen. I saw a bunch of pictures from it, and I have to tell you, I was really blown away by it. Yeah, really blown away. All right, where are we moving from here? I talked about this a little bit, the whole eclipse thing, and apparently all of you have jumped on the bandwagon because you like this idea of being on a rooftop somewhere to look at the eclipse. It's not till, remember, August, but it'll be here soon enough. And you just have to look at the path of where it's going to happen, where you can get the best, you know, where you can get the best view of it. Charleston, South Carolina is certainly one of those. I mean, how cool. It would be cool. It would be cool to be there, to have the little glasses, the viewer or whatever, and to be there with everybody else, because it's a rare, let's face it, it's a rare event anymore. How about the Burning Man? Ever hear of the Burning Man? There used to be, they called it the Burning of Sosobra when I was a television reporter in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and it happened in Santa Fe, and I went a couple of times, and I thought it was fascinating. The idea is you burn the man, the giant paper mache man, and all your troubles go away, or whatever is really troubling you. So out of Reno, Burning Man got its 2017 permit from the Bureau of Land Management. They oversee the, of course, health, safety, and security at the arts festival, in a way, at Black Rock Desert, just 2 hours north of Reno. Now, up until about a month ago, the desert was partially underwater because of flooding from the precipitation throughout the winter. But the Burning Man organization hung in there, kept applying to get a permit, and found that they can do it. So Burning Man looks for volunteers, and those volunteers spend the month laying out the infrastructure for Black Rock City. They spend a month after it taking it down. I have to say, it's pretty cool. This is what they say. This time, an artist by the name of DiCaprio is building a 14-foot-tall gummy bear pyramid for the art bash. That sounds kind of interesting. I don't know. I love the idea behind it, right? Anytime you can have a festival and get people together, I think it's a good thing. You know, why not? And that's what the Burning Man thing does. And they couldn't have it if there was too much water, but apparently that changed, so that's good. Because it really is a place where a lot of people go and want, and that's why they're there. They're there to do the whole Burning Man thing, if you will. How about this story? And it's not really any kind of a happy ending necessarily, but disabled travelers sue the transportation department to speed airline reporting about damaged wheelchairs. Apparently, the department finalized a rule in October in the closing days of the Obama administration that requires airlines to report damaged or lost wheelchairs as they do with mishandled bags or late flights. The Trump administration postponed the deadline in March by a year, from January 2018 to January 2019, to give the airlines more time. A group of the Paralyzed Veterans of America filed a lawsuit to get the reporting started on the original day. The group argued that after 5 years of public comment and consideration, the rule couldn't be changed without public input under the Administrative Procedure Act. I mean, that's brutal. Someone's a paralyzed vet, and disabled veterans are afraid to board planes because they think the wheelchairs will be damaged or get lost or whatever, and they have no way to navigate if that happens. How do we debate this? Is somebody in that condition, whatever happened to reaching out and helping a person who is in a bigger predicament than you are? I guess some of the airlines have slow wheelchairs, that kind of stuff. But there has to be a better way to do that. And remember, the wheelchair provision was part of the broader finalized rule in October to change the way bags are reported. A dozen major airlines each carry at least 1% of the 800 million annual airline travelers. They report how many bags are mishandled for total passengers. But with this more time to comply and now the demand that something happened now, I don't know, that's curious with the wheelchairs. I mean, somebody should be in charge. Somebody should look after them and know when they have to be replaced and just get them out of the lineup, so to speak. That makes sense. Senator Tammy Duckworth, a Democrat from Illinois, is a disabled vet, said her wheelchair was mishandled and damaged during several airline trips in the past year. Well, that would could get pretty expensive after a while if that's what was happening with the chair. And let's face it, the chair is life to a lot of people. Obviously, if they're traveling with it, they need it. Certainly, having chairs break apart while you're sitting in it, when you're in the kind of condition that some of these people are in, is really disastrous and despicable. No reason for that to happen in this day and age. So hopefully Senator Duckworth really takes this up. And she's seen it, because her chair was mishandled. Just throw it on a heap. No worries. Just throw it over. Don't worry. It'll land in a safe spot. Yeah. Even with wheelchairs, like anything else, you just can't throw them in the pile and think it's going to turn out well. If you're stuck, get unstuck. If you're unhappy, get happy. And if you can't figure out a way to do it, read a book. Trust me. I was at the library the other day. There must be 1,000 self-help remedies out there at your fingertips. Thanks for listening to this Hour of America Tonight.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.